Letters from God and His Christ. The Christian Path. Volume 1. July 2nd of 2004. From God the Father, a letter given to Timothy, for Kathy and for all those who have ears to hear.
O Kathy, my blessed child, many years you have honored me. Do you not know I am with you always, even in your trials and tribulations? Even these things have brought you closer to me. Do not look on them with spite or malice, but remember them as the path which was laid before you, ending in your eternal life with me. Do not see your parent as a burden you must bear, but rather lay your burdens on me. Remember my commandment. Honor your father and mother as you honor me and my son. Your parents have sacrificed much for you as you will have to for them. Many in your life have sinned against you, and all have sinned against me. Have I not forgiven them through my son's sacrifice? Kathy, I have heard your prayers and seen the iniquity in your heart. Remember my son in your times of need, for his love surrounds you like a warm cloak in winter. You only need open your heart to him. Then you will live inside the joy and love and grace which is yours to have given by me through my son, Jesus. For this is the true thing your heart searches for. Think of me not as the Most High, for this you know beyond doubt, but rather your closest and truest friend. Never will I forsake you, nor can our bond ever be broken, for my Son has sealed it with you now, before, and forevermore. Therefore, Kathy, my blessed child, come back to the joy, love, and salvation which is in me through my Son, Jesus, and all will become clear to you. For I do not give you more than you can handle, but in small bits continually, until my plan for you is complete.
It is time to shed all your earthly cares and trust in me fully, with all your being, for I love you more than you can comprehend. Even before time was time, did I love you. Do not fear for your lack of understanding, for in this present time and life, I have made your mind finite. Soon you, indeed all, will behold my full glory in that day the Lord comes to earth, with the full power and glory of his wrath, judgment, and mercy seat.